You're listening to the Habitology Podcast with Melanie White, and today I'm re-interviewing Nadine Crawford, talking about all things coaching confidence whilst building your business. This is a great episode because Nadine is 6 months out from finishing her training, and she's talking about a lot of the things that she's been doing, what's worked and what hasn't, and how she's managed to build confidence and keep going and actually get traction in her business. Nadine Crawford, thank you so much for being here today.
You are very welcome.
Future You Wellness Coaching, is that right?
Yep, that's right. That's me.
Exciting. You've just finished your coach certification a couple of months ago. You went through Passion to Profit with me. How long ago was that now?
That was November. Yeah, November 22 is when I finished.
Okay, so we're 6 months on, six months after you finished. And I would love to know, well, as much as we can fit into this episode, all of the things that you've done since then to get where you are today, because you're really starting to get some traction and everyone's going to want to know your secret sauce. So I want to start with a question before we go into that backstory. Remember in Passion to Profit, we were speaking about what's your main marketing strategy, your main communication strength? Is it speaking? Is it networking, writing, direct contact? What did you choose as your starting point?
That's a really good question, because I know that during Passion to Profit, what I thought was going to be my starting point turned out that it wasn't my starting point. So I thought, oh, maybe I could do speaking because I'm not afraid of public speaking and I quite like it. I don't mind an audience. And so I thought that might be where I started, but I felt such resistance every time I thought about reaching out and offering my services as a speaker. And I thought, this isn't going to work for me. And I just had a blockage and I just wasn't doing it. So I had to really put a lot of thought into it. And it came back to basically just building relationships with people. So my best skill is building relationships with people, which is why I wanted to become a coach. And it's also why my background is in nursing. It's because it's that relationship with people that works for me. Being curious and interested in other people's experiences and the things that they've gone through is such an amazing thing for me. I just love it. I talk to strangers everywhere because they just make me so interested. So for me, that was the way forward. And that's how I've approached it, is having genuine conversations with people is how I've ended up having to go forward with my marketing. And that seems to be working for me.
Okay, so I think what I'm hearing is instead of speaking, as in speaking to a group or doing talks, you've gone with more like a direct contact where you're reaching out to individuals and maybe some networking where you're reaching out to network people in your network. Is that right? And having one-to-one conversations.
Yeah, definitely. I thought also another part of that might be social media, but what I'm finding is the initial traction for my business is not coming from social media. It's coming from those connections with people. So with my background in nursing, I decided to reach out to health professionals such as GPs, specialists and allied health like chiros and things like that, and was lucky enough to set up a few meetings face-to-face to chat to some of those people. To date, none of those have really turned into clients, but they may in the future. But also it was a great place to build my confidence and just speak about what coaching is and where it sits in the healthcare system, and talk about HACANSA and how important it is to be a part of HACANSA and how that gives us credibility in terms of continuing education and registration requirements and things like that to make us a valid profession, offering a really valuable service. So there's some of the things that I did. Just genuinely having those conversations. So for me, that was, I guess, business to business. And then I've more recently done a more of a face-to-face with clients approach as well. So just a couple of weekends ago, I attended an expo in Gippsland, a wellness expo where I was a store holder. And I thought long and hard about how to get people to come and chat to me, because it's hard when you're at an expo and people just walk past, and I'm selling a soft service. I'm not selling candles or something that are visible on the table that people can walk past and smell and fall in love with and purchase. So how do I get people to engage with me so they get a sense of who I am and what I do and how I could help them? So with everything that I learned from Passion to Profit, I set up a sales funnel and I set up a lead magnet, a free lead magnet. And so I had a webinar booked for the Monday following the expo, and I had a new program, a pilot program starting that same week. So I could funnel people directly into the webinar, which I could then funnel them directly into the pilot program. And in order to get people to come over and talk to me, I developed some conversation cards. Actually, my peer coach, Beck, who lives in Tasmania, we've been developing a few resources together, and we developed these conversation cards. So I printed off a set of those and I used them like cards. And I said to people as they walk past, did you want to come and have a chat with me? Would you like to have a conversation? And who can say no to a chat? So the cards had things on them. The cards had things on them like, how will you incorporate positive movement this week, or what makes you feel most vulnerable, and what's your definition of success? So just really thought-provoking questions, and every answer leads to a coaching question. So that was how I approached getting people to talk to me. And I also, instead of standing behind my table, I took a couple of stools and set them up, like high stools that are at my kitchen bench, and I set them up beside my table, and I sat on one. And then when people looked like they wanted a chat, I'd say, have a seat. And so I'd sort of bring them into my little office and we'd have a little chat. And it was really great because I had some really interesting conversations with people. And interestingly, there was another coach opposite me at the expo. She was an NLP hypnotherapy coach, and she had some signs on her table. And clearly we've both never done an expo before. She came over to me at the end of the first day and she said, I need some new signs. How are you getting all these people to talk to you? And no one's talking to me. And so I actually gave her the passion to profit information, because I think that, you know, perhaps definitely she could, you know, use it, and she was quite keen. But definitely what we learned in passion to profit was so valuable. But the big thing is that at the end of the day, I managed to get two new people into my pilot program. So I'm currently running my pilot program, which is really exciting. So that's now making me think more about my strategy around getting directly in front of my ideal client rather than going through a business, because it's not their core business. It's an additional thing that they might offer. But if I'm speaking the language of my client, then hopefully if I can get in front of them, then I can definitely sell myself to them just by being who I am and what I do.
That's so amazing. And I love the expo that you just created a little mini office there and invite people to have conversations. And I'm kind of curious how you went with that. Did people go, oh, no, thanks, to the card, or look at the question and, oh, that's uncomfortable, and hand it back? Did you have any of those, or was everyone really engaged?
I had one or two people only all weekend who said no thanks to a chat. That's totally fine. I had a few people who found the question either confronting or they weren't sure how to answer it. And so sometimes I would either just give them a different card or ask the person who was with them what their card said. I would just adjust to the situation. But everyone was quite happy to chat. I think people don't feel very listened to. And a lot of the time I find that is really key is I did a partnership with a friend of mine who owns a skin business here in my local area. And she set up a package where the people got a half hour skin treatment and a half hour with a health and wellness coach. And during the half an hour with me, a lot of them didn't necessarily come with something that they needed changing, because they didn't really know that they were getting me as part of the package. They kind of just saw the skin treatment in a package and booked in. But when they sat down with me, all of them pretty much had something to chat about, whether it be good, bad, or otherwise. All of them were able to walk away with a little bit of a nugget of learning or awareness. And a lot of them said to me, it's just really nice to talk about it. It's just really nice to talk to someone. It's just really nice to have someone listen. And I think that's a really big key in what we do as coaches, is just listening to people and giving people a chance to speak about their experiences. Because when you say them out loud, they sound different and you can work through them.
Yeah, it's a really good point that people don't feel listened to. And I think coaches often forget the value of being heard and just sitting there silently. And you think, what am I doing? How am I helping that person? But it's an incredible help when nobody in your life is listening to you and you give them that opportunity.
Yeah, that's right.
So on that on that opportunity, and just to go back to that package that you created with this beautician's business, was that somebody that you knew, or was it just a business that you kind of walked into and said, hey, I'm doing this?
It's actually a good friend of mine. And so I go there for, you know, some of my beauty services. and we've just become friends over time because we're both nurses, and she's just one of those people that I've connected with and we've become good friends. So she's been very keen to help me establish my business in whatever way she could. And she believes in me a lot, which is so great. I've learned a lot from her, like I have from Melanie and other people. So she came up with this idea and I was like, sweet, I'll go with that. So I sort of put together a little mini coaching session, a little mini grow session, if you will, where people could just, you know, have a think about what's going on for them and is there anything they want to work on, maybe set a goal or two, and bring that all into sort of half an hour. Not all the plans went like that. Some people didn't have anything that they really wanted to talk about. So I just went with the flow, and if they didn't want to talk about anything, I said, oh, well, you've got half an hour to have a chat. And so I just would inquire about their life and use that as a coaching. If nothing else, it was experience for me, just meeting people where they're at and having those, you know, open, active listening conversations with them was really valuable for my confidence in those early stages. I was very grateful to her as my friend. And she set it up so that we both made money out of it too. So it wasn't just her making money and me doing it for free. We set a price, we decided what our time was worth, and we split the money in half. So for me, that was very valuable as well at that time.
Right, so actually getting paid for your time as a coach, brand new, but still, and having that partnership arrangement with someone else that you have this trusting relationship with.
Yeah, that's right. And it's a model that I'm bringing with another business as well. There's another business in my area, a nurse who runs a business doing IV infusions and things. And she's got a machine that is like it's like a big squeezy hug thing, but it's really good for mental health and anxiety. And so we have decided that we will also do a package, a similar thing, so we can bring our networks together and help each other's business, because her business is fairly new. So it's a model that I'm bringing to other businesses as well, as a bit of an opportunity to help their business and mine.
Partnerships are so fantastic. And I think all of the businesses I've ever built have been based around a partnership model.
It's
so good to, you know, that two heads are better than one and four are better than two. Well, you know, you've got to be choosy about who you partner with. But I'm also curious too, with that first partnership with the beautician friend of yours, it sounds like you've got a whole range of people from pre-contemplation, not thinking about change, right up to ready to change. I'm curious to know, how many of those do you think were your high chemistry clients that you could potentially work with again? And did any of them go from that one session into a formal program?
Yeah, so I didn't get any of them coming into my services from that. But if I was looking at, would I be able to work with any of them? Would I think that if they did need my services, would they be a high chemistry client? Probably most of them. I saw 13 people that week, and probably 9 or 10 of them would have been high chemistry clients, and probably only 2 or 3 were people that wouldn't have been high chemistry clients for me. So that was good to sort of know who's out in the community and what type of people. And they were also clients that had money to spend. They're in there getting all sorts of beauty treatments, which are quite expensive at times. So I knew that they were clients that had money to spend. And a lot of them did walk away and say, well, you know, I'll definitely call you if I needed a chat or I needed to talk something through. And so, you know, not only was I able to promote my services from I offer weeks of coaching, even just offering what I call my splinter service, which is my 60-minute, I call it a clarity session, is enough for them. For some people, that might be all they need. They might just give me a call and say, hey, can I book a 1-hour session? And that might be something of value to them. So, you know, and, you know, they also might, they know about me now, so they might tell somebody else.
Yeah, absolutely. And that word of mouth referral, if they've had a good experience with you, even if they didn't end up buying your program, obviously they're going to tell other people like them.
Yeah.
Who are of the same type of person, they have money, they may have challenges.
Yeah. They've also all agreed to go on my mailing list. And from the expo, I also got a number of names on my mailing list by offering a free coaching session as a prize, a draw. So I've managed to build my network a little bit that way. And I'm what I'm doing is sending out a once month email just to, you know, a little something I'm working on in my own sort of self-coaching journey, my own wellness journey, and then what I'm up to and then how and what my services are and what's coming up. So just a little touch point with them once a month so that it's not too much, but it's enough to keep me in their thoughts and give them a little something of value, something, you know, to read and think about. So yeah, so I've also got that network that I'm trying to build as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you've been doing a lot of awareness building and trying lots of different things by speaking to people and networking, and then you've got a bit of this affinity and attraction going on with people who are engaging with you in those chats at the expo, the one-on-one, and you've had a couple of people buy programs. And those people that were at the expo, I assume they didn't know you from a bar of soap. They had a chat with you. They came to your webinar and two of them have bought your program. Mm. You mentioned that they had some things in common, and what was the greatest resonance point for you with those people that have joined your program? What's the common value, or you know what I mean? What's the resonance point?
So interesting, with my background as a nurse, I'm finding that a lot of people seek me out because of my background as a nurse, particularly people who might have some emerging health issues. So it's definitely something that I'm using as an asset now in the way I promote myself. So interestingly, both of these girls, one is a nurse and one is sort of like a community worker. So they're both in caring professions. And they also resonated with my story. So my personal story about growing up quite unhealthy with not really any physical activity, and then facing a number of challenges along the way, and then finding myself making the effort to go through my own health and wellness journey and finding a place where I'm happy, fulfilled and healthy and active and loving life. They resonate with that because that's where they are and I'm where they want to be.
Right. So by telling your own story, you're attracting people like you who are on a similar journey, and they have this resonance that makes them want to work with you.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. And another client that I picked up randomly. So those of you who are thinking about joining Hakanza and haven't, please do, because I picked up another client because they literally searched health and wellness coach, came to me out of the blue because they searched health and wellness coach, found Hakanza, went to the website, looked through the coaches, found me. I was somewhat local to her, and also my background as a nurse was something that resonated. She went to my socials, had a look at my YouTubes, had a look at my website, booked a discovery call, and then booked in for a 4-week block. And now we've done 4 weeks and she's now just signed on and paid for another 8 weeks. So, you know, that was because of Hakanza. If I hadn't been a Hakanza member, she wouldn't have found me. She would have found someone else on there. So it's definitely worth joining Hakanza and having your profile and your story up to date and, you know, knowing who you are and what you do so that you can be very clear about that.
What a great story. And just going to your YouTube videos for a moment, I know that you were recording a bunch of YouTube videos and going, is anyone seeing them? And am I getting enough traction? And this was before a lot of these other connections had happened. So how are you feeling now about the early work that you did on YouTube and that you're continuing to do?
Yeah, I started the YouTube channel as a way to kind of have my voice because I'd left a career that, you know, my nursing job wasn't very good for me in the end. And so I'd kind of use it as a way of, you know, having my voice heard, getting my voice out into the world, because I felt like I'd been a little bit stifled. So it was kind of like a little bit of a creative outlet for me, and I have felt like I had some things to say. So I started the YouTube channel, and I did, when I started working on the business a bit more, I thought, oh, I'm not really sure whether this is worth the time and the energy. But actually a lot of people were saying to me, even in my own networks, my own friends and people that I know are saying, oh, you know, I watched your video and, oh, I really learned something from that. And yeah, that's reminded me I have to do this. But actually it's the clients are coming to me because it's creating touch points for them. So when they're looking for a coach, they're looking at socials, they go to my YouTubes and they instantly get a sense of my energy, who I am, what I stand for. And that's making them take the extra step. And in fact, even in my program last week, one of them said, oh, I watched your YouTube about something or other. So people are referring to it. And to me, it's really not a matter of how many views or how many subscribers or anything. I'm not interested in any of that. If it grows, fantastic. If it doesn't, that's fine too. But I know that people are watching it and they're using it as touch points. And in fact, I can't figure out how to upload a YouTube to Instagram. So I'm just uploading the reel to Instagram. So I'm not getting those views through the YouTube channel, but I know people are watching it because that's where most of my clients are on Instagram. That's where I'm finding the most growth in my social channels. So that's where I'm making sure I put everything, even if it's not through the YouTube channel, the video still goes up there.
Interesting learnings from that.
Yeah, definitely. And again, I thought it would be on Facebook, but no, it's Instagram. The people, you know, my ideal client, they're on Instagram, and that's where that network is building.
And who is your ideal client? Just to put you on the spot and ask you.
Or someone just like me, basically. Mm. So someone who's, you know, struggled with their health and fitness, and wants to get it right. And, you know, someone just genuinely authentic who really wants to make a change. And I know that when we first started working together at the start of P2P, I was like, I couldn't find the words for who my ideal client was and who I wanted to help. And, you know, we went on this big journey, didn't we? We went round and we had several phone calls and I tried a few different things, and I've come back to exactly who I wanted to help in the first place, but I found my words for it. But it did take some time and it took some trial and error. And this year was really the launch of my business, was probably mid-January, where I really thought, right, this year I'm going to get serious and I'm ready to go and everything's in place. And my motto was trial and experiment. 2023 is my trial and experiment year. And by having that mentality, I really took the pressure off myself to make money now or make traction quickly. And the other thing I did was I got a part-time job. So I'm teaching a bit of first aid on the side, and that's putting some money in the bank. It's taking the pressure off financially and it's building my confidence and giving my brain a rest from thinking about the business all the time, because I can go out and do a bit of work there. So that's been a really positive thing for me. But yeah, definitely took the pressure off myself. And the other thing is I keep telling myself is don't worry about what other people are doing. Do what you need to do. You must be authentic. Otherwise, it just won't work. And I think for those of us who've come from employment, we're very focused on not selling ourselves because we don't know how to do it. And it's not been the way we do things. So learning how to sell yourself and sell what you do in a very authentic way is really important. And that's only going to take trial and experiment. You can't do it the way someone else does. You can't think, oh, someone else is doing the same thing, because they might not be interesting to some clients. Some are going to come to me because they like me. Some are going to go to someone else because they like them and they resonate with them. So don't ever worry what anyone else is doing. Just be yourself, find your own way, and give yourself plenty of time for trial and experiment.
Well said, Nadine. Isn't it just what our clients do too? Like they come to us and they go, I think I want this, and it ends up being something else. And we're going, well, you're not getting married to these new actions. You're not doing them 7 days a week forever. You're trialing things. You're trying to figure out what works. And it's exactly the same with what you're describing now.
Yeah, exactly. And interestingly, I would highly recommend to everyone to get a peer coach. Beck and I in Tasmania, we did our level 3 together, and we set up peer coaching, and that has been the best thing between the support Melanie's given us and the support we've given each other. So we've set it up that 1 week I coach her and the next week she coaches me. And sometimes it's about something personal that's going on, but often it's just about our business and what are you working on and how much time are you putting there, and, you know, making sure that we're encouraging each other to charge appropriately and to look after our own health and to not give too much away, and, you know, And because we're getting to know each other, we know when to ask certain questions, you know, like, how's this side going for you? And how's that side going for you? And keeping each other on track in terms of our goals and the projects we're working on, and just being that support. Like, we send messages backwards and forwards all the time because we're always having creative ideas, and you know, we've never met face to face, but we, you know, I couldn't have got as far as I am without her and without support of my network, including Melanie. So definitely encourage you. It's a great way to keep your coaching skills brushed up and feel confident in that space, and also a great way to learn from each other and encourage each other in the building of your business side of it.
Yeah, I love that you've mentioned that, because so many people try and go it alone. It's so hard to do business on your own. I mean, it's a whole new thing for a lot of people, as you said, coming out of employment and not understanding the value of what you do in your time, and having ideas and thinking, is that crazy? Would anyone buy that? To be able to bounce that off someone is so important. Yeah. And even this morning, you know, I was teaching a class of P2P, and one of the students was struggling to find some practice clients. And I asked someone else how they were going with practice clients, and she started talking about her experience. And I could see this other student going, ah, and then starting to ask questions. And that's a really important thing, that you can be a teacher or a coach or a facilitator, and you can instruct something, but sometimes hearing it from a peer in a different way or in a different context actually has as much, if not more, impact on a person in terms of their confidence and their ability to learn how to do something.
Yeah, absolutely.
Totally agree. Yeah.
And also reaching out to other people. So, you know, reach out to other coaches who are similar to you and make some connections. Set up a Zoom and have a 20-minute chat with them. You know, I've done that with quite a few, and it's been really valuable. You know, I've chatted to quite a few, and actually it was Sue Cosgrove who gave me the idea to talk to the libraries, you know, and I chatted with Karina Morris in Darwin about some things in the NDIS space. So getting ideas from other coaches, again, you're not going to do it like them. Don't even try, but figure out how to make the most of what you learn from everybody and make it your own, and then develop it into a way that, you know, and not stealing people's IP, but, you know, but really getting new ideas and finding ways to tease out what works for you and how you can use those ideas to build your own business.
Well said, like doing it your way.
Yeah,
comparing
absolutely.
Comparing not to judge yourself and go, oh, I'm not as good as them, or I could never do that, or I have to do it that way, but what are the best bits that resonate with you, and then packaging up together into your own way of doing it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know I might sound confident now, and I'm definitely building confidence, but I wasn't at the start, and I went round and round in circles and felt like I wasn't going to make it. And, you know, is this really worth it? I had one moment where I did say to myself, is this really worth it? Is all this hard work worth it? And the answer to me was, well, I'm going to regret it forever if I don't give it my absolute best shot. So yes, it is worth it. So for me, that was a moment where I was like, there's no turning back. I can make money in a multitude of ways with my skill set in nursing and the things that I've learned there. But for me, it was like, no, if I don't do this, I'm not turning back, because I'll regret it forever. So for me, it was like, yep, push on. But I definitely had issues with my confidence in health and wellness coaching initially, and how I was going to actually build this. And there at the moment, I'm like, okay, I've got a bit of traction now, but I need to start thinking forward about how do I reach the next lot of clients. So there's, you know, there's always ongoing things that you need to be thinking about. But if you don't have confidence to begin with, just don't worry about that. Just keep going. Keep pushing and keep doing it your way, and don't worry about what anyone else is doing, and it will happen if you just keep putting the work in. And it is a lot of work. The hours I've put into it, the hours I've seen Beck put into her business, it's a lot, but it's definitely worth it. And just, you know, the people that we can help, I'm seeing that now in the rewards I'm seeing with my clients. And that's the rewarding bit, is I get off a call with one of my high chemistry clients and I just say to my husband, that didn't feel like work. You know, and it's just great. It's such a great feeling. So, you know, keep going. The world needs us.
Oh, it's so true. And I love the enthusiasm. And even as you're talking about what's next, I'm going, well, you've built all these great connections, and now you're also going to enter a follow-up cycle. So you'll be doing, I imagine, more outreach and new ideas like gyms or whatever else where you can get in front of your client base. Because I think you said that was more effective than the B2B. But yeah, even going back to those leads and every few months and saying, hey, I'm still here and this is what I'm doing now. And if you know anyone that would like to do this sort of program, you know, you've built those connections now that you can go back to. And I just see you building this upward spiral. It's so exciting to
look at your growth.
Yeah,
this morning I even sent out some follow-up emails going back to a few people I've had touch points with already, some businesses. So, yeah, that's exactly what I'm doing, is I'm thinking forwards and I'm thinking backwards. So, okay, who else do I need to reach for the first time and who can I reach back to and keep those networks going? So, yeah, and hopefully the spiral continues. So watch this space.
Yeah, well, you will definitely get there if you persist, I believe, and I know what you're doing is great work and clients are getting good results. You're going to get testimonials and reviews. It's going to keep building from there. And I think, you know, we all reach a tipping point where you're doing this grind of outreach, or maybe it's not a grind, maybe you like doing the outreach and talking to people. But then at some point, enough people are talking about you and the word gets out, and instead of having to go out there, people start coming to you, and then it switches over and it becomes a lot easier. And then you get to change gears and go, okay, I'm going to focus my marketing and my activities on those few things. And now I'm going to start putting systems in my business or preparing to scale or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm. That will be exciting. But on the same token, I keep reminding myself to enjoy this time, because this is a time that I'll never get back. And it's such valuable learning on how to build a business. I've never done this before. So it's fun. It's, you know, like, yeah, it's scary. Yeah, it's hard, but it actually is fun. Like when I get a lead, like, you know, you just jump around and like, woohoo, and you just feel so good. It's like, you know, it's just great, because you start to see that hard work pay off. So I don't want to ever take it for granted. So yeah, I will look forward to that stage, but I'm determined to enjoy this phase as well.
Wonderful, Nadine. Thanks so much for your time today.
You're welcome.
I'd love to put any sort of connections in the show notes for this episode so that people can connect with you on LinkedIn or anywhere else that you are, if that's okay.
Absolutely. That'd be great. I'd love to hear from you.
And any parting words before we wrap up?
Just remember that you've got the goods and people need what we have. So just keep plugging.
Well said. And thanks again for your time. Really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Okay. See you next time.